everyone, I'm Annabelle. In this new series, What Our Kids Mirror Back at Us, I share with you my insight from being a full-time mom and what I've learned from it. Last September, my 6-year-old daughter started primary school. She follows the French curriculum here in Hong Kong after 4 years in a local international kindergarten. That means she studied English and Cantonese for all those years, and one day we just dropped her in a complete different environment. At that age, kids are very adaptable. When she got her interview to get into school, we have been told that even though she was lacking behind in French, she would catch up, which she did. Of course, there is always my usual mother guilt friend who comes to visit me on a regular basis. This friend asks, why you didn't put your daughter in the French stream earlier? Why you didn't register her to extracurricular classes to support her? This friend is quite judgmental. I've learned over the years my mother guilt friend comes no matter what. When I was a full-time working mom, I had to leave my daughter at her nanny's for 10 hours each day. My friend visited me. I was a bad mom for not spending enough time with my baby. Now, I'm a fully dedicated mom and this friend still comes. But she adapted her arguments. I've come to the conclusion this friend comes no matter what. I just have to be centered into being present to myself to make sure I don't get too absorbed into a long monologue about all the reason why what I do is never good enough. My mommy girlfriends and I often speak about our mother guilt friend. They happen to have exactly the same friend as I have. It seems we all have one. Unfortunately, I cannot talk about the father guilt friend as it's not part of my personal experience for obvious reason, but I'm sure there is one too. This mother guilt friend is a vampire, as often she sucks the energy out of me. If I'm not too attentive or aware of what's going on inside me, she will work behind my back and take the reins of my life. Sometimes this friend's idea is so entrenched in me, I struggle to see what's at play. My daughter started reading English in K3, last year of kindergarten in Hong Kong, so we practiced together. I'm not really the mom who can help her kids with sportive activities, but sitting comfortably reading books that I can do well and enjoy it with them, so I thought. But each time we started reading, I would get very upset. This is a B. No, this one is a D. And even though the teacher said it's absolutely normal they confuse letters at this age, I would keep insisting it had to be correct now. At some point, my anxiety started to be disproportionate to what the situation required. That is when I sat down on my own with my notebook to try to figure out why I was struggling so much with the reading process. My daughter should perfectly read at 5, is it true? Well, no. There is a learning curve. I think we can all agree on that one. So, here is what I found by going inward. I felt a tremendous fear when I was seeing my kids struggling with reading. It would trigger my pain body, as Eckhart Tolle describes it. The fear was linked to the pain I felt as a dyslexic kid. For years, reading was not a pleasant activity, because I was very slow at it. Some words I could not pronounce them right. That pain I didn't want to feel. I hadn't it over the years by pretending I didn't like reading nor I liked books. Which is absurd, because I've grown up surrounded by books and book lovers. That's when the mirror effect takes place. My daughter was mirroring my pain back to me, and unconscious of it, I fear she would suffer the same kind of pain as I did as a child. It looks like a good reason to insist and get upset, right? We all want the best for kids. But actually, it's not, because the reason behind it was not to read well, but to prevent her not feeling the pain of not being able to read properly. Because of that, my daughter started to hate reading, which is exactly the opposite effect of what I intended to do. I wanted her to love reading. That wanting was creating the problem. Of course, it is normal to want the best for kids. But the reason behind wanting is essential. We can desire out of love, or we can want out of fear. I'm using two different words here to make a point. The second one, wanting out of fear, creates painful situations and conflicting relationships. It all stopped when I acknowledged the pain that was mine. I was no longer projecting it on my daughter. From that day onwards, reading with my daughter became the joyful experience I had dreamed of, our special activity. She now reads English and French quite well for 6 years old. She takes her time practicing each day with her far more patient mother. Nobody likes to be the bad mom, right? I don't like that. But I've learned none of us are perfect nor bad. It's a mix and match, and we can only give the best of our abilities at the level of consciousness we are at. The reason I share this story with you is to support you in becoming aware of our mother guilt friend, to know when she comes, to prevent her from forcing us to act upon fear and pain. Of course, not everyone experienced dyslexia as a kid, but we all experience something we want to protect our kids from. And I've learned the best way to protect them is by going inward first. This series comes to an end. Feel free to share your own experience with me. I would love to hear from you. You can send me an email or message me via Instagram. Thank you for listening and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.